Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
I remember it like it was yesterday. It was time for my grandmother's funeral. And I was in Houston, Texas, and I was nervous because they had asked me to write the obituary. There were going to be probably about 300 to 400 people in that church. My grandmother was a stalwart and a community organizer in Houston's Fifth Ward. And everybody was there. Sheila Jackson Lee, congresswoman, did a proclamation, and it was going to be a lot. And I knew I did not want to mess this up. And so I wrote and scratched out and started again for 3 or 4 days trying to figure out what to say and how to say it. And then I wanted to be funny, but not too funny. But I knew that I was the ambassador of her legacy. Like, these were the last words that anybody was going to hear on a stage with a microphone about her. And I tried to do my best. And I have to tell y'all, I knocked it out the park. I ripped it up. I mean, when I tell you, I had older people after the funeral service who came up to me and asked me if I would do their obituary. I looped in the musician. Gave him the script, had some cues in there where I wanted him to come in with a little, you know, old school church organ. And I told stories that I'd heard. I recruited her friends and kind of interviewed them and asked them about her. And I made it so that it celebrated her life. It also highlighted some of her accomplishments, which she wasn't big on bragging about some of the things that she had done. And, you know, after it was over, it was uplifting. It was informative. It was fun. It was funny. And it was also inspiring. And it unified some of the dividing fractions in our family and brought us together. And, you know, I was talking to my friend Gina, the owner of Image 360 the other day. We were having lunch and she was having the same dilemma. One of her friends died and she was really freaking out because she had to deliver this obituary. And I thought, girl, would it be nice if we had a class? Somebody to teach us how to write obituaries, right? Because who you gonna call? You gonna say, hey girl, have you ever written an obituary? And the only reason that Gina and I were talking is because she knew I wrote my grandmother's. And so we were sitting around and I was giving her the information that I had, but you know, that was specific to my grandmother. And you know, I knew the audience and who would be there. And that might not be the same type of audience. And you know, she's at a Catholic church, so they're not gonna have an old school black church organist that's gonna hit the lick on her and you know, help her kind of amplify her message, you know. And so it was just like, girl, we need a damn class. This is something that needs to be taught. So I was excited to find out that my friend Kathy Werzer is having an obituary writing class. Now listen, none of us are getting any younger, right? We have been to the weddings, we have been to the christening, we have been to the graduation party, and the only thing left for some of us is that upper room. Who is going to be the ambassador of your legacy? Who is going to write your obituary? Who is going to deliver that to the church, to the synagogue, at the mosque, at the memorial service? And I was like, girl, I got to get Kathy Wurz on my show so she could tell me about this obituary writing class. Because, honey, let me tell you something, Kathy. If I am not the first person to sign up, I don't know who is. Because, look, we are all getting older. And I want to make sure if somebody calls on me. Because, you know, you can be a good writer and still not write a good obituary. And everybody's looking at me because I'm the writer of my friends. But I want to make sure that I have the tools I need to deliver a good obituary. And I'm guessing that's the reason that you're having this class.
Oh, my Lord. You did such a good job setting this up.
Girl, we need this.
It is amazing to listen to you. Oh,
we need this, girl. We need this.
Oh,
we need this.
Lord. Well, here's the thing. Now, of course, you'd have to ask yourself, why am I doing this? Well, obviously, I'm a journalist, like you are, too. But I'm also the founder of this nonprofit called End in Mind Project. So we're all about people becoming more comfortable with that last rung of life, as you'd say, you know, the funeral, the death, the dying, but learning how to talk about this stuff and plan for it, you know. So thank you for asking about this class, because an obituary notice is it summarizes your life, right, or the life of a loved one. And everybody has a story, and it deserves to be told, right? And it's a lasting record of your life. So what you did with your grandmother, and I can only imagine how amazing that was, and I would pay good money. I would pay good money to have a recording of that. it is difficult to figure out how to summarize someone's life in an obituary. So in the newspaper, you've got those obituary notices, right? Mm-hmm. And they could be a little, you know, maybe a paragraph. Some people go a little bit longer than that, you know. And it's just you don't even know how to get it done. And so we're going to go ahead and help people, help folks write an obituary that is worthy of your life in this class. And the class is next Sunday, and we're going to do it online. So Sunday, February 23rd, 2 to 4 p.m. online. Okay. And I think it's going to be fun because I'm like you. So everyone looks to me, and because they think I can write, I guess professionally, I guess I can. So I'm the one that does all this work, and I think I'm okay with it. But I've called in two experts. So I've called in Ken Garfield. Now, Ken is a retired obituary writer for the Charlotte Observer newspaper in Charlotte, North Carolina. He is hysterical. He's almost as funny as you are. Not quite, but he's pretty funny. And he is an absolute delight. He's written, hundreds of obituaries. So he's going to join me to talk about how to get this done. And Kevin Dukeshire from the Star Tribune here in the Twin Cities.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I need some help. And so I've got these two guys who are going to help us out here and just kind of walk you through the steps that you might want. That you took one of the biggest steps with your grandmother, which I'm so happy to hear that you did that. Most people don't think about interviewing other family members or friends. And you it seems like you took some time to ask around to get some of those stories about your grandma. Is that right?
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is important. So reach out to your friends and family for memorable stories. That's what kind of is part of what we're talking about here. So you can use those stories, obviously, like you did, for an amazing, you know, in-person, wow them, you know, story of your life in church or wherever you're going to have your memorial service. So the fact that you did that was number one. Reach out to your friends and family for some memorable stories. And also ask yourself some questions about your loved one, too, because that kind of that all that information kind of goes into writing a really good obituary. Like questions like easy ones, like what were your loved one's hobbies or favorite things? What was the thing you most loved about your loved one? Stuff like that, you know. So, so there are certain things that certain steps you'd have to take that we suggest you take to write a BAFO obituary.
Okay.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Hold on, because we got to take a quick break. But when we come back, you got to tell everybody how they can sign up for this class. You got to also talk to us about if we can come with kind of a our own. Right. Because I want you to say what I want you to say about me. Don't be making up no stuff. I got my own stuff all planned, but I might want to pass it by your experts. Right. Because we don't know the day or the hour and we need to stay ready so we don't have to get ready. We're going to continue this conversation with Kathy Werzer about her class next Sunday, online obituary writing, just for me and you, so we can get this together. More with Kathy when we come back. It's an
going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Online obituary writing workshop. Listen, our parents, our grandparents, we, you know, there's only two things we have in common. All of us. One day we're going to be born and one day we are going to die. This class is going to teach you how to write a great obituary that folks will be talking about for years to come. The presenters are Ken Garfield, a retired reporter with the Charlotte Observer, Kevin Dushre with the Minnesota Star Tribune, and my friend Kathy Werzer is the host of this shindig. It's going down next Sunday, February 23rd. It's an online event from 2 to 4 p.m. and it's only $20. Kathy, okay, you got to tell us if we can bring our own obituary and just kind of take notes from what you guys are telling us, because when we think about it, you know, other people are writing, but, you know, at some point, you know, we know what we want somebody to say about us.
Well, I was thinking about this, too. Now, I have not written my own obituary yet, and I was thinking, now, do I want to leave it up to my family? If that were the case, Lord knows what they'd say. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, they'd probably miss knowing my family, big parts of my life that I think are important. Oh, Lord. So I thought, well, no, I could just kind of, I mean, to answer your question just up front here, yes, of course. I'd love to see other people's obituaries because I just, and read them and hear them, and I would love that. And you can then take that, the information you're going to get next Sunday, and just kind of add that into your obituary. Mm-hmm. Absolutely, of course. Some people are like, I don't even know where to start. And, of course, you and I both know as journalists and our friend Lindsay, who's your producer, that what is the most important thing of a story? It's the lead, right? Mm-hmm. It's the lead. What comes out of your mouth or with the first sentences you read are the one of the most important things. So we're going to really concentrate on what's the lead of your life. What is the lead? And if you think about it, that's one of the more important things, right? So I feel that crafting an obituary that truly captures and honors the spirit of the deceased can be a work of art. And I don't think I want to leave it up to somebody else. I do think I might want to, I'm going to be listening to my friends Ken and Kevin and taking my own notes and thinking maybe I should start crafting, you know, because as you say, and girl, I think you are absolutely right. I appreciate when you say stay ready so you don't have to get ready. So you know, have that ready to go when the time comes, because it's going to come somewhere along the line. And
it's going to come.
Yeah, I know it. And I don't know if I would trust my family to write a good one.
No, I don't. I'm going to just say it out loud.
Yours is going to be incredible.
I can't wait. I'm gonna amplify with this workshop, though. I really am. I think I'm gonna take it up a notch. I kind of know what I say, want to say, got a little outline or whatever. But I didn't think about that. Even though I'm a journalist, I didn't think about the lead. What's the lead?
The lead.
Mm-hmm. The lead
is so
important.
Your life?
What is the lead of my life? Oh, girl, this is gonna be so good. Okay. So you gotta tell people how they can get registered and sign up for your online writing workshop. It's coming up on Sunday, the 23rd, from 2 to 4. So that gives us time to go to church, come home, get relaxed, have lunch, have a seat, log on. I love this because we ain't gotta go nowhere. It's cold outside. I don't want to go nowhere. So this is perfect.
Exactly.
I could do this right from the comfort of my home. So I don't know when you decided to make it an online workshop, but this is perfect.
Thank you. And of course, I'm going to be in my sweatpants. You can too when you're online there. So all you need to do is go to End in Mind Project. I know that's kind of long. EndInMindProject.org. It's pretty easy to sign up. We're right there on the homepage there. Click on that. And I think it's going to be something I'm excited about it, because I'm one of those people who I appreciate a well-written obituary. I do. So I'm excited about these other two friends who are going to join us to talk about it. And then folks who sign up, we're going to have enough time where we'll help you figure out what your lead is. Or as you say, Shaletta, if you got your own obituary, bring it along and just, you know, put it in the chat or whatever. And we'll just kind of help you. We'll walk through and just say, well, that looks great. You know, you might want to maybe look at this. I cannot emphasize enough. I think people shy away from this, and it's your opportunity to tell your story. And if you don't, nobody else really is, you know?
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was just trying to find, I was doing some research on a gentleman who was a broadcaster here in the Twin Cities way back in the day. And I knew he was from Minnesota. I knew he was. And I was trying to find, and I figured he had passed, and he did in Arizona. I finally found his obituary. It was newspaper obituary. And I knew he had an incredible life. And that obituary, Shaletta, did not do that man justice at all. It was just maybe not even a paragraph. And I thought, oh, too bad, you know, because he did amazing things and the rest of the world doesn't know about it. So, which is too bad. And I thought, yeah, I think we're on the right track by having these classes. So I would be thrilled to have people join us next Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. online.
Yeah, online. And you know what? I just had this idea. Family members need to join together. Like if you have a sister in California and you're in Colorado and your mom is in Minnesota, y'all need to take this class together. Because, you know, this is a group effort. When mama passes or grandmama passes, it's not just going to be one person. You're going to write it, but everybody else got to chime in on it. And if they have not taken this class, Kathy, they may not know the importance of the lead or why they've lined up the information in the obituary the way that they have. You know, we all need the same type of information.
Right, exactly. And I really wish I would have thought about this with my dad's obituary, because I wrote it. And I wrote it fast because it was fast for him when he passed. And so I thought, and I just did it to get it done. And I did okay, but I didn't ask anybody else in the family. I thought, oh, you know what I mean? It probably would have been a much better story that would have been told had I been thinking.
But this is the thing, Kathy. This is why we got to take this class now and get it done now and put it away, leaving, you know, a little room for a little more, right? Because, you know, God is not finished with any of us yet until we get called home. But the basic outline and everything should be done is because, listen, we grieving. Okay, we picking our caskets, we calling friends, we trying to figure out what kind of food we gonna serve at the repast, we picking out dresses for mama or daddy or grandma, right? We're trying to make sure that we got a shuttle from, you know, for my great grandmother, I had to get a shuttle from the senior community to the church and back, right? So I'm trying to shop for shuttles. That's not something that was on my bingo card, but they wanted to come and they don't drive, right? And so you got all this stuff to do. Girl, the last thing you're thinking about is obituary. And like you said, you're going to slap that thing together because, you know,
If I got to say, okay, am I going to pick out this casket, what color, or the hat? Is she going to wear a hat, not wear a hat? Am I going to put a good wig on her? Is she going to wear her glasses? The obituary is the last thing I'm thinking about.
Right.
But in the grand scheme of things, it's the most important thing, because that's what everybody's going to take home. That's what they're going to remember.
That's right. And then it's the last thing, if you decide to publish it in the newspaper or any other online source that's out there, that is a lasting, truly a lasting record of your life. I mean, Lord knows, genealogists, reporters, I always look for obituaries that are printed too, because that helps me find out more about the person I'm looking for. You know what I'm saying? So that's important too, to have it published, at least to think about these things, and just don't leave it to chance.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. Yeah.
Okay. You got to tell everybody. Okay. So it's next Sunday.
Yes, the 23rd of February, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time, just on the off chance you've got people listening. I know you do, all across the country. So Central Time, 2 to 4 p.m. Central Time, and you get to sign up by going to this website, endinmindproject.org. I know it's a long one, endinmindproject.org.
Okay, now we got to talk about End in Mind, because that is your baby. That is your nonprofit. That is something that you put together. And people are saying, well, wait a minute. I know Kathy from NPR. Yes, you do. We were hanging out at NPR a couple weeks ago. I know Kathy from TPT. Yes, you do. She's on Almanac. She's the host. I was hanging out with her last night. But she also has a nonprofit. It's called End in Mind. You got to introduce that to people, because this is, for some folks, the first time they're hearing about it. You're bearing the lead, Kathy Wurza.
I kind of did, didn't I? Well, there you go. Yep. I've had this for a little bit here, and it came out of a series of interviews I did with a dying person on the air a number of years ago, and he became a friend of mine. And as he took his last few breaths, he did ask me to keep going with our work together. And our work together was to just try to talk to people, to become more comfortable with something that most people just don't even want to talk about, and that's death and dying. And I understand that. I understand that. It's hard. But if you learn how to talk about it, and if you plan for it, and you realize, as you say, rightfully, it is everyone's going to do it. It is a transition in your life. When you get your head wrapped around that, you're able to talk more about it and plan for it, then you can live the rest of your life until you die, pretty much. That's what it is. So we help people talk about it, plan for it, do things like write your obituary. And then we also help people, we suggest ways to keep living a good life until you die. So it's about planning for the end, but also living until the end. That's what End in Mind is all about. Mm-hmm.
Well,
so, and I was
girl.
Saying to your friend Lindsay, it's the most meaningful work I've done in my whole life. Period.
Really? Now, okay, you got to tell me why, because you have done some meaningful things, because I cannot stop talking about your Broadcast Wars documentary. Now, that thing was so well put together and so good. Girl, I had to wake up and watch it again, because I went to sleep thinking about the people that you talked to and the stories they told. And I was like, did I hear him say that he came to work the next day in the same clothes and he was drunk and he didn't get fired? Did I hear her say? And I had to watch it again the next morning. And I tell people about it all the time. I'm passing out the links to it, telling people they got to watch it. I had Eric hosting the show with me a couple of weeks ago. We talked about it. So, girl, if you tell me End in Mind is more significant or more important to you than Broadcast Wars, you got to tell me why. I'm sorry. You got to. Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, I would tell you that End in Mind is the best, most meaningful work I have done, because it helps other people. Now, Broadcast Wars was certainly fun. I mean, I had a blast. It was great. And there's more to come to it, because I'm working on some other things with that. And it's history, and I love history. But when you're helping people think about their lives and how they're leading their lives until they die, and you're talking about the importance of one of life's biggest transitions, that's more meaningful work, I think, to me. And especially when I get to work with people who have a terminal illness and their families, and they call us and they want to know, so what do we do next? And it's just, that's meaningful work to me. I have, again, there's the fun work. And Lord knows I've had a great time with Broadcast Wars. And as I say, there's more to come on that project. But this other end in mind work is just more significant to me, I think. And just to help lead maybe a cultural change as to how we view death and dying.
Mm-hmm. And it is significant. It is important that you all sign up for this workshop. It is next Sunday, February 23rd from 2 to 4 p.m. It's an online event, $20 a person, online obituary writing workshop. Kathy, give us that website again.
I know it's a hard one, isn't it? AndInMindProject.org.
It's not hard. AndInMindProject.org. It's not hard. I spell Shaletta every day, so it's not that hard for
amazing.
Me. And when you go to
amazing.
The End in Mind workshop, I just want to let people know that right there on the page is the information about the workshop where you can sign up, so you don't have to go scrolling through or clicking on the links. It's right there on the homepage.
We try to make it easy for everybody. That's the thing. Make it easy. That's my whole thing. I just, if we get older, make things easy, Shaletta.
Please, yes. And there are other events that you have coming up. People can find that there, andinmindproject.org. Kathy Wurzer, thank you so much for coming on the show. I love
Shaletta
you, and I will see you next Sunday.
I love you, too. Thank you.
Thank you, girl, for being on the show. And y'all stick around. We've got more to come.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.